Detached from the docking station, the platform carried Palpatine out over the lower tiers and deep into the kilometers-wide rotunda. A hush fell over a portion of the Senate, and he inhaled the moment deep into himself. Still, the platform continued to move toward the podium, as if even the Supreme Chancellor wanted a closer look at him, and it pleased him to know that his reputation had spread that far. Then Palpatine spoke to them.
The Trade Federation came to Naboo some 10 years ago. It didn't arrive by force, but by invitation, after a vast reservoir of plasma was discovered beneath Naboo's lush mantle, vast enough to supply clean energy to hundreds of disadvantaged worlds along the Hydean Way, and at the same time, introduce Naboo to the galactic community. Following months of reasoned debate, our newly elected monarch decided that Naboo should share its resources with the galaxy. Agreements were struck between Naboo and the Trade Federation, along with several construction conglomerates. Mining was begun, processing plants were constructed, and spaceports were enlarged to accommodate the fleet of shuttles needed to ferry the plasma to cargo ships parked in orbit. 3 years later, plasma was flowing out into the galaxy and wealth was flowing into Naboo and the worlds of the Chommel Sector, and an era of unprecedented prosperity had begun. That prosperity came with hidden costs, but Naboo was willing to absorb them, primarily for the sake of those beings who were benefiting from what nature had bequeathed to our small world.
He paused and turned slightly in the direction of the Trade Federation's platform.
The Trade Federation has been accused of price-fixing, exploitation, and monopolistic practices, but those matters are not at issue today. Today, the Republic is being asked to widen its embrace to include several planets in the outlying systems many consider to be client worlds of the cartel. Many of you are concerned that seating these worlds will tip the balance of power by giving the Trade Federation and its corporate allies too strong a voice in the Senate. But was this matter not already settled when the courts of justice ruled that the Trade Federation should be treated as if it were a world? That decision opened the door to entities like the Commerce Guild, the Techno Union, and the Corporate Alliance, all of which enjoy their separate platforms in this hall. So the issue of legality is not up for debate. Instead, we must set ourselves to the task of deciding if the Trade Federation has become too aggressive in its pursuit of a louder voice.
Again he paused, this time to allow individual debates to come and go.
Not 3 standard months ago,
he said at last,
the Chommel Sector's senator of long standing was assassinated here on Coruscant. Senator Kim was known to many of you as an honest being, concerned about the growing influence of the cartels and the potential for a shift in power in the Senate. His tragic death provoked allegations and prompted investigations, and yet no progress has been made in determining the motive for his murder or identifying the agents behind it. This despite inquiries by judicials, the Senate Investigatory Committee, even the Jedi Order. As a consequence of, and yes, in protest against the manner in which the investigation into Senator Kim's death has been handled, I am instructed by my regent, King Bon Tapelo, to announce that Naboo and the Chommel Sector worlds are abstaining from the vote.
The hush that had fallen over a select section of the Senate spread to include the entire rotunda. Then the outburst that erupted, both damning and championing, was so clamorous and prolonged that the Vice Chancellor ultimately curtailed his attempts to restore order and let chaos reign.